Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. We are just easing into a Thursday morning here. It probably should be Friday morning.
It feels like it should be Friday, but it's not. Unfortunately, we got one more day.
I feel like I've run out of things to talk about, and it's only Thursday. And
yeah, I've definitely got my sights set on the weekend.
That is not a good feeling when you have a job where you're required to talk about a lot of things, and I'm looking at my stuff, and I'm like, I don't have anything to talk about. I do have a parental issue that I wanted to get into, though. Something that happened within the last couple of days. Bless you over there.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry.
When the sneeze comes on, you can't really control it.
It's that time of the day.
So, we'll get to that. Good vibes a little bit later on this morning. We are going to hash it out with a couple of guys. Guy besties.
Oh, we got a little bromance coming on here.
Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way as well for Ice Cube tickets, Ed Sheeran tickets a little bit later on. The Q Morning Show. Let's go to Hudson. We're going to get a good vibe this morning, hopefully, from Piper. Piper, good morning.
Good morning.
Your name is a good vibe.
I know. That's such a fun name, Piper.
Yeah. What did you say, Pepper?
Piper.
Oh, yeah, it's Piper.
Yeah.
I thought you just called her Pepper.
I like Pepper as a name, too, actually.
That is kind of a good name,
too. That's fun. But Piper, hi.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's my friend Piper. Piper's so fun. Anyway, Piper, what's your good vibe this morning?
My good vibe is I reached out to a friend the other day who I hadn't seen in a while, and she was like, oh, I'm not in town. I live in Paris now. And
what?
I was like, what? You live in Paris? And she said, but I happen to be in town tomorrow for jury duty. So she was in town yesterday just to get her jury duty out of the way. And so we went on a walk yesterday morning, and I got to hear all about her life in Paris. And it was just so inspiring and cool.
Okay, I have so many questions.
I have so many.
But when was the last time you saw this person?
I think it's been 2 years.
Okay, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a big move, though, still, all the way to Paris.
I mean, she had always talked about wanting to move there, but I didn't, you know, people say that and don't do it.
Right.
And she did it.
And she did the dang thing. I'm a little more hung up on the fact, though, she came back for jury duty? Are you being so serious right now?
That seems outrageous.
That's crazy.
If you move to Paris, you should be able to get out of jury duty.
I would think so.
Well, she said the only thing she could do was push it to a later date. And she said she might as well get it done now because she didn't have anything going on.
Did she have to fly back from Paris just to attend jury duty?
Yep, that's what she did.
See, I would think I would think you just don't show. And even if they put out a warrant for your arrest, what are you going to do? What are they going to do? You're in Paris.
Are they going to extradite you for jury duty?
Yeah, they can't do that.
I mean, they can, but would they?
I don't think they can. If you're in another country, I think that you're safe.
Well, I don't know. But I would have
tried
to find out, though, if I was your friend, because ain't no way that I would have been booking a plane ticket just to have jury duty. That's the most expensive jury duty of all time.
It really is. And she got dismissed before noon.
Shut up.
Ran out of there when they called her name before they even finished saying her name. She's like, okay, bye.
Oh, all that. And she didn't even make the jury.
I know.
So what do you think? Are you going to go visit your friend in Paris now?
Absolutely. She said you can come anytime and stay as long as you want. I was like, I will definitely be doing that.
Like, can I get that in writing for a later date, please?
I know.
All right, Piper, thank you so much for calling up and sharing that good vibe this morning.
Yeah, for sure.
It's Q104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Thank you for being here. It's Bill and Alyssa. So what is going on? Because this audio that Alyssa just played for me, it disturbed me. And I need to know what's going on.
It's from the Cleveland airport this week. Something weird was happening over the intercom system. And I have some thoughts, potentially, of what it could be. But first, I want to know what you think. So let's roll some of the clips of the audio.
Okay, so you're saying that this was heard inside the airport earlier this week.
Multiple people posted these clips.
Oh my God. This is playing in the airport, like
yes.
As you're walking down to your terminal.
Right. Like how they're usually saying, like, flight 1495, your flight is now boarding at gate 2B. It's coming over there.
It kind of sounds like my stomach when I'm hungry. Hey, let's stop at Shake Shack.
Right? Like,
I must be hungry.
Could you imagine? Just like making her way through Cleveland Hopkins Airport, and you're just trying to get to your gate, and you hear that?
That is so bizarre. When did this happen?
I think it happened on Tuesday.
Why are we only hearing about this now?
If my detective skills via my TikTok sleuthing have done me well, I want to say it happened on Tuesday.
Was this in the news?
Like, no.
Where did you hear about this?
I have only seen videos of this on TikTok.
Oh,
I have not
TikTok.
Seen the news at all.
Of course it's TikTok.
I know. It's always on TikTok. But yeah, so that was what was playing over the loud system. I was looking through the comments. My favorite one says, sounds like the last time I ate at the Rainforest Cafe. Which honestly, I was like, wow, that really kind of does. Haven't been to a Rainforest Cafe in a minute, but that sounds familiar. Aliens. Sounds a little ghostly, maybe a little ghoulish. Bill, do you have any guesses of what it could be?
I have no guess of what that could be.
Okay, because I think I know what happened, but I don't quite know why.
Okay, what's your theory?
I think that for whatever reason, it was just an announcement being played at like 0.2 speed. Like, it was super slowed down, I think. Like, play it again.
What was heard in the original, what was heard in the airport? Okay.
Like, doesn't it just sound slowed down?
I guess so.
Or maybe that's just my wishful thinking.
It also sounds like the opening of a haunted house. Like, when you walk into a haunted house, like, this is what's...
Yeah,
what's playing in the background?
Hey, you know what? Maybe Cleveland Hopkins is just really getting into the Halloween spirit.
It's still too soon. It's not October yet. Slow your roll, Hopkins.
Yeah, it might be a little too much for all this. But yeah, that's my guess. I don't have an actual answer as to what it is, but that's just what I think it was.
So someone just accidentally turned down the speed on the announcement.
Accidental, or maybe someone was just having some fun with it.
Well,
who knows?
The airport is not where you want to have... play the pranks, okay? People are nervous enough as they're walking around the terminal.
Yeah, maybe not the time or the place.
Right, I don't think so. All right, it's Q104. Hash it out on the way. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We are almost ready to hash it out this morning. I think we have besties, although they're guys.
I love that.
Can guys call each other besties?
Of course they can. I love a good bromance.
So Logan and Dale, from my understanding, they are really good friends. However, they have hit a speed bump in their friendship.
Well, I would have to assume, since they're here for Hash It Out.
Logan is going to go first, but Dale's here. Dale is his friend. He's going to join us here in a second. But Logan, tell us what's going on between you and Dale.
Hey, so I just moved the other week from Ellet to Mogador. And there were some things that my movers didn't get. So I ended up needing some help with a few things from my old house to my new house. So I called my buddy Dale because he has a truck, and I offered to pay him too. I asked him if I could take a load or two from my house to the new place. And he was like, yeah, sure. No problem. So one of the things that I asked him to take was my grill, and he agreed, you know, to avoid, you know, like any freeways or heavy traffic areas. Not that I think he would have needed it, you know, so he was going to take some service roads and stuff like that. Well, sure enough, on the trip over, something happened. He didn't tie it down or secure the grill in his truck. And it tipped over, and now there's a giant dent in my grill.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Dale seems to think that it's no big deal and that he doesn't have to pay for it.
Oh, you want Dale to pay for it?
Well, yeah.
Can you repair a grill, or do you want a whole new grill?
I mean, like, I'm willing to be reasonable about it, but, like, you know, it's really noticeable, and it's in a part two now where, like, the grill doesn't quite close all the way. So, when you're putting stuff in it, like, heat's escaping.
Gotcha.
And so that's really, like, the biggest issue for me is it's not as functional as it was.
Okay. It's still working, just not as well.
Correct.
Any follow-up questions for Logan before we bring in Dale?
No. Nope, I got nothing.
Dale, good morning.
Good morning.
So you dented the grill.
Yeah, well, I didn't dent the grill. The grill got dented.
Okay.
Look, I'm not a professional mover. You know what I mean? Logan, I was helping you. I had no idea it was going to tip over like that. I told you that I'm sorry, but I think it's a little ridiculous. You want me to buy you a whole new grill?
I was paying you to move it. I told you I would give you money to move it.
Yeah, but you didn't give me any money.
That's because you dented my grill.
It's a dent. You even said it still works, right?
Sure. Yeah. It still works. But, like, not as well as it used to. Like, it literally can't even close it all the way. Like, my point is, dude, is how could you just put that grill in the back of your truck without tying it down? It's just so stupid.
Whoa. You could have tied it down, too. You know, after we got it in the truck, we put it up there on the truck, and you're like, all right, see you at the house. I thought we were good to go.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I'm listening to Logan and Dale, and I'm thinking, oh, good point. And then Logan will make a point. I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I know. I keep thinking that, too.
And then Dale makes a point. I'm like, oh, that's a good point, too.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Because he was paying Dale. Logan offered to pay Dale money. So there is a monetary transaction going here with Logan's possessions, and then they're damaged in Dale's truck. But then again, Dale's just being a good friend. You know, and helping and using his, because Dale's the truck guy.
Well, if Logan was there, though, and he didn't tie it down, I do not think that we can be putting all this blame on Dale.
216-474-0104. So, guys, you want us to help you hash this out, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Who is responsible for the destruction of the grill? Is it Logan, who is paying Dale to use his truck to transport the grill? And he didn't check to see if the grill was tied down in the back of the truck either. Or is it Dale who offered his truck and he didn't tie the grill down either? And now we've got a dented grill.
And it happened on his watch.
216-474-0104. Let's hash it out. Next, the Q Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Gin Blossoms, 7:30 banger this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, in the middle of Hash It Out. Let me reset this, because I know you just met these guys. You don't might not know their names. Logan is the one who moved, and he needed some help moving some heavier items, including a grill. So he asked his friend Dale. Dale is the one with the truck.
Okay.
So the grill was in Dale's truck.
Gotcha.
The grill was not properly secured. The grill, during the drive over to Logan's house, his new house, the grill tipped over.
Got a great big dent.
So Logan's like, dude. And Dale's like, what do you want me to do?
Like, yeah, like you were there. I don't know. I'm sorry. Like it seems like they tried to plan ahead too. Like specifically did not drive on the highway. Like they tried to avoid any accidents, but.
But nobody tied the grill down, and so it tipped over. Whose fault is this? Logan wants a new grill, potentially. Monique and Elyria, good morning.
Hi.
Whose side are you on here?
Kind of on an equally shared situation, because I have tie downs in my truck for that. I am the truck friend. But I would say, at the very least, cover his gas and call it a day. Like, you both should have done it. You both should have caught it. It was an honest accident. It's not like you, like, flung the thing around in the back of his truck on purpose.
Do you think that Logan had, especially since he was paying Dale to help him out, do you think that Logan had, was it reasonable to assume that Dale had this covered?
I mean, yes, but on that same point, they were both there. They both knew that it needed to be tied down, but it's when you're moving, things get hectic, things get crazy. That's why I say it's equally shared opportunity. They both should have caught it. Neither one of them did. It's still his truck, still his gas use, still the mileage and wear and tear on his truck. Cover his gas, call it a day.
All right. Thank you, Monique. Let's go to Jana in Cleveland. Jana, good morning.
Good morning.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Logan's side.
Interesting.
No, it's Logan's fault. I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
It's Logan's fault.
I'm on Dale's side.
All right.
You know, you reached out to your friend for help. They helped you. But, you know, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. You should have tied it down. And, you know, it's just a grill.
It shouldn't destroy a friendship, is what you're saying?
Okay. I also think it's interesting that it's all this over a dent. I know that he said it's not working, like, as well, but it is still working. I don't know. Maybe that's just me that I'm like, I wouldn't be freaking out about it too much.
I think some guys are very protective about their grill.
That's fair.
I'm not one of those guys.
Not going to yuck someone's yum.
Never heard that phrase. Colleen in Solon, good morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning.
Whose side are you on? Is it Logan or Dale?
I'm up in the air.
Interesting.
About both of them. You know what? So I want to play a little devil's advocate. So, okay, the girl fell and the girl got dented. Well, what would have happened if the truck got dented?
What would happen if the truck? Oh, okay. So you're saying that would Logan be responsible if Dale was in like in a car accident?
No. Say when the girl fell, say it dented the truck.
Oh, I see.
Like if it dented like the truck bed.
Oh. So
yes.
Logan would probably say, well, that's your own fault for not tying the grill down.
Yeah.
Right. But Logan was there too. And
right.
Honestly, it isn't anything to ruin a friendship over. And I think they should just take a wash and just walk away from the whole thing and say, okay, it happened. Sorry.
Thank you, Colleen. Is this really your Aunt Beth?
Yeah.
On the line?
Well, not aunt by blood relation.
Oh.
But aunt by love. She's my godmother.
Oh,
okay. If we're going to get real technical here.
Hi, Aunt Beth.
How are you?
Doing well. We're going to let you have the final word here.
Okay. Well, number one, it sounds like leading dumber, you know? and unfortunately, Logan could have just gone to Home Depot and rented a truck himself and done it. And if they're both there, the first thing I do when we load stuff into my friend's truck is tie it down. I mean, that's moving 101. So, unfortunately, I think the friendship is totaled because of this fight. I don't know that you can repair it. I don't know. I would
hope not, Aunt Beth. I hope.
I think the truth comes out during these things. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, for your friend who you asked him to do a favor and then something happened in the process, like he was there when they moved. They should have tied it down. They both should have looked at it and said, wow, this is like a really heavy piece of equipment.
Right.
And you know, lay it on its side if you can, or then, yeah, tie it down, secure it. I mean, that's pretty simple. If you see a person driving around with a grill rolling around in the back of their truck.
Oh, my God. I'd be freaking out.
I mean, could you imagine that? I mean,
how dumb. That'd be so scary. I really hope that the friendship isn't totaled because I feel like it's really difficult to make friends as an adult, especially for men. And I really hope that they can get past it.
I mean, it's a favor. Get on with it. Don't pay them for whatever the move was and be done. But yeah, no bueno.
Aunt Beth sounds like she's moved a couple times. Like she knows exactly what
needs
to be done.
She knows what's up. She knows her stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't know. You guys should check in on them in like a month or so and see if they worked it out.
Yeah, I have this feeling.
If it blows over.
I have this feeling that they'll be fine. Like, Logan will get over it. Like,
honestly, I think Logan just needs to invite Dale over, fire up that grill, even if it's not working as well, make some burgers, drink a beer, and just
done
with it.
They'll have a couple beers and
call it a day.
Say how much they love each other later in the night. Right?
Yeah.
I love you, man.
I love a bromance. I really do.
All right. Alyssa's College of Knowledge is on the way this morning. We have Ice Cube tickets for next month at Rocket Arena. I think the win streak is over. The win streak is definitely over. The losing streak is also over.
The losing streak is also over because I went from having a win streak for like over a month.
It's so confusing now. I don't even know where we are.
To then having like a losing streak for a couple of days, and that sucked.
Bottom line, I don't want another winning streak like we had last time to happen. So you versus Alyssa, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We'll get to that in less than 10. Therese in Cleveland is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Therese, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard two good mornings there. What's happening?
We are driving to school, myself and my two children.
Okay, so one of your children was the second good morning?
That's Melanie.
Hi.
Okay, I'm just checking that there's not voices in my head. That's what I'm doing. Okay, so what is your daughter's name?
Melanie.
All right, so Therese and Melanie. So Melanie's going to help you, Therese?
Melanie and then my son, Raymond.
Oh, and Raymond's there too?
He is. He's just in total disbelief.
Okay. Hopefully everybody can help you. Therese, I have your five questions. If you answer more of them correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are stuck in a tie, then unfortunately Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here we go. Question one. It's the hardest natural substance on Earth.
Diamond or graphite. I don't know. Raymond.
Graphite.
We're going to say graphite.
Your answer is graphite?
Yes.
Question two. What is the name of Willy Wonka's factory worker helpers?
Oompa Loompas.
Question three. Halsey has revealed that her record label is preventing her from releasing new music. Back in 2016, Halsey had a hit song called Closer with what duo slash group?
Oh, I don't know. The Chainsmokers.
Question four. The Penguin TV series on HBO Max won a few Emmys. What superhero is the Penguin mostly associated with?
Batman.
Final question. What two colors are most often confused by people who are colorblind?
Brown and red.
Okay. Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Therese, I have you down for 3 out of 5 today.
Not bad, not bad.
Not too bad. Alyssa, meet Therese and her entire family.
Good morning, Therese and the fam bam.
Melanie and Raymond are there too.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
So collectively, they went 3 for 5.
Nice.
Alyssa needs 3 questions correct to tie them. And any more than that, she will win the game. Question number one, the hardest natural substance on Earth.
Is it a diamond?
It is a diamond.
Oh, were you guys thinking diamond?
They said graphite.
Oh, it's a good guess.
Said it.
Question two, what is the name of Willy Wonka's factory worker helpers?
Oompa Loompa. Doopa dee doo.
Oompa Loompas. Is the correct answer. Question three. Halsey has revealed that her record label is preventing her from releasing new music. Back in 2016, Halsey had a hit song called Closer with what duo slash group?
The Chainsmokers.
Also correct. The Penguin TV series on HBO Max won a few Emmys. What superhero is the Penguin mostly associated with?
Is that Batman?
It is Batman. Final question. What two colors are most often confused by people who are colorblind?
Red and green.
Red and green is correct. Alyssa just went 5 for 5. Unbelievable.
All right, I'm getting my groove back.
Therese, you guys did great. Alyssa was just perfect today. It's hard to beat perfect.
No.
Good job, you guys, though. And you're not walking away empty-handed.
Well, we second-guessed ourselves a little bit.
You have the prize anyway. We're going to give you Ice Cube tickets.
I'm a 90s baby, so that's exciting. My name is Therese, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. This is so random, but this has been on my mind because I've seen this multiple times now. When I am on a walk with Myrtle, you know, just walking through the neighborhood of Rocky River. I've seen this a few times now, and I don't know if this is like a trend. I don't know if this is a Jeep thing, but I've seen Jeeps.
The ducks.
Yeah, the ducks.
Yeah.
What is that?
I think it's called ducking.
Can you explain that to me? Because I don't understand what's going on. I saw it. I'll tell you exactly what I saw.
Okay.
It's a Jeep, and they had like 50.
Yeah, like right on the hood.
On the dashboard.
On the dash.
Yeah, it's on the dashboard of the Jeep.
Inside, yeah.
Of the inside of the Jeep. Yeah, not on the hood, not on the outside of the Jeep.
No. I don't know car parts. Don't mind me.
Yeah, like floating little yellow, orange duckies.
Yeah,
yellow
and
orange duckies.
A thing.
But they're all dressed up, like wearing different outfits.
Well, yeah, of course. They have to look all dapper.
Okay, so you know what's going on there?
Yes, this has been a thing.
Oh, it is a thing?
Yes.
Oh, all right, well. That's
I'll explain it next.
It's Q104, The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa with you. So I've always said that I want this show to be a place where you can come and learn things. Like, I could sit at home and Google things all day long.
But where's the fun?
Well, I would have nothing to talk about on the show if I did that. If I would answer my own questions on Google, then there would be no point of the radio show. I'm getting paid for this.
Right.
I need to be able to ask, to wonder about some things. And so I've seen this a few times in my neighborhood. I'm pretty sure this is not just in my neighborhood. It's all over.
It is.
I'll see a Jeep pull up to a red light, and then I'll notice on their dashboard inside their car, there's all these rubber ducks.
Just like a colony of ducks.
Yellow and orange ducks, and they're wearing different outfits. And like, there's a lot of them, like maybe 25, 50 ducks on their dashboard.
Yeah.
And Alyssa's like, oh, I know all about this.
Yeah, this has been a thing.
When has this been a thing?
I just did a little bit of digging. So it is called ducking, also known as Duck Duck Jeep. And according to the wild and wonderful internet, it started back in 2020. And it's just a Jeep thing. Tends to be between Jeep owners, so...
Yeah, it's only Jeeps that I've seen. But I kept thinking, am I seeing the same Jeep? But then I noticed I'm not seeing the same Jeep. These are different Jeeps.
No, it's just a Jeep thing. So, like, strangers say, if you had a Jeep, I don't know if they carry around, like, a bag of rubber ducks, or maybe they're just constantly trading out the ones on their dash. I'm not sure the ins and outs of that, but I do know that it is just, like, a fun little, like, trading community thing between Jeep owners.
Jeep owners are their own community, aren't
they? Really
they
really are. They're kind of like a cult that's not hurting anybody. Like, I'm not mad about it, you know?
No, I'm not upset about this at all.
They also do, like, the little hand wave whenever they pass other Jeeps. It's like the three-finger, the Jeep signal.
They also like the tire covers, don't they? They like to have...
Oh, on the back of the car.
Yeah, they like to... Because their spare tire is always...
On the back.
On the back, but...
Invisible.
I've also seen, like, inspirational tire covers, you know, life is good, you know, something as simple as that.
No, that's what that's all about. I don't know why it started. I don't know its origin story, if anybody does know more about that. I assume that it was probably a TikTok thing back in 2020.
Oh, I'm sure it was a TikTok thing.
That's too deep in my brain to try to get back to. So if anybody just knows the antithesis of the ducking, please let us know.
All right. It's 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Let's go to Anna in Strongsville. Anna, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I wanted to talk about the ducks.
Tell me about the ducks. The ducks that you see in Jeeps on the dashboard. Why are Jeep owners putting ducks on their dashboard?
Well, what I've heard is the Jeep owners aren't putting it in their dash. But if someone likes their Jeep, another Jeep owner leaves them a duck, which means if you see a Jeep with a bunch of ducks, that means that a lot of people like their Jeep.
So what you're saying is that the owner of the Jeep are not putting ducks on their dashboard. Those are ducks that they have received from other Jeep owners. And then they keep them on the dash as like a souvenir.
Yeah. So if you see a Jeep, and like, obviously you could just do it to be nice. Like, my friend saw that there was a Jeep at our job, saw that there wasn't a duck. So she left them a duck to like get them started.
Aw, okay. Like to start their collection. Cause you can't have a Jeep with no ducks.
Yeah. And she just took it from like hers. So, but I mean, I guess it's possible that, you know, they carry other ducks. Cause you know, some of the ducks that are on there can be fancy, but yeah, when she told me that, I was like, I makes me want to own a Jeep. Like, I want to be a part of this.
Yeah, I know. It sounds fun, right?
Agreed.
Like, I drive a Ford Escape. I don't know anybody. There's no Ford Escape community.
I wish there was.
That I'm aware of. Like, we just keep to ourselves, apparently. There's nothing fun going on with us.
Yeah. I mean, Jeeps are just cool.
Thank you, Anna, for calling us up this morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
You're welcome. Bye.
It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I have been waiting to get to this story all week.
Been wanting
to talk about this. I read the story, and I texted it to myself because the headline made me laugh.
Well, let's hear it.
Administrator resigns after selling public schools' lawnmowers on Facebook Marketplace.
Wow, that's pretty bold.
This is in Akron.
Oh my gosh, it's local.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sometimes we talk about these stories and they're from like Florida or New York, but this is like here.
Yeah. I thought this was funny. I'm sure that the administrators at Akron Public Schools do not find this funny.
Probably not, but it is humorous.
This administrator, and I'm not going to say his name because there's no point. He was suspended after he was caught, and then he resigned last Friday.
Okay.
So almost a week now.
So once he was found out, he's like, dang, caught red-handed. Can't get out of this one.
Yeah, so this was all hashed out during their school board meeting. So this guy...
They didn't even call him in for like a one-on-one. This was done during a school board meeting?
Yeah, this was all happened during a school board meeting.
This
was on their official agenda.
Someone should have been live streaming this for like the entertainment value of it.
So what this administrator did was he traded in 11 Akron Public School lawnmowers to a vendor. I guess the vendor would be someone who buys used lawnmowers.
I guess.
That would be the vendor. Now, he did this without the board's approval. What he wanted to do was buy new lawnmowers for the school. So he traded in 11 lawnmowers to the vendor and then turned around and bought 7 of them with his own money, with a friends and family discount that the vendor offered.
Okay.
Okay. So he bought the used lawnmowers himself for $5,693.32.
Mm-hmm.
So he took 5 of those lawnmowers that he just bought with his own money,
mm-hmm.
put them on sale on Facebook Marketplace, and then was asking for $14,700. I don't know if anybody, it just says that that's what he was asking for.
That's what he asked for, but we don't know if he got that much.
And I don't know how he was busted, if somebody was, you know, if the custodian or something was on Facebook Marketplace. He's like, hey, I know that lawnmower.
Those look really familiar.
And they're like, wow. Hey, look who's selling those. I don't know how he was busted, but he was busted. And He violated some sort of a code of ethics. I guess that, I mean, we could debate that. Is that ethical? Yeah, it sounds pretty unethical.
Yeah, if I had to take a stab at it, I think I would say that as well. But wow, sometimes I read stories like that and I'm like, that's a lot of audacity for one person. I would like to have some of that audacity to do something like that. Just like,
you would like to have that audacity?
Not that I would do it, but I would never
take our printer home?
Take equipment from work. Like, I would never just take the microphone, like, unscrew it off of the mic stand real quick and just take it and try to pawn it on Facebook Marketplace. But, like, wow. People do have a lot of audacity.
We established yesterday that neither of us have working printers at home. If we took one of the printers here at home and hooked it up, or if we sold the printers online on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I actually saw something similar to this, I guess, but it would be more like within our industry. It wasn't here. It wasn't in Cleveland, but it was in another city. Somebody was trying to like sell, like one of the like promo team members was trying to sell the free tickets that they had gotten to a concert Facebook.
I've encountered that multiple times.
And it was like a huge deal. I saw it in headlines last week, like in our radio industry news.
Okay, let's hold that story because I want to get to that. I have a story about that as well. About it was a promotions assistant who was taking concert tickets and reselling them. I don't know where they got the like extra concert tickets and then selling them on Craigslist.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So like that's like the equivalent for us, but I still wouldn't even do that. I would never.
No.
No. Okay. I would never.
216-474-0104. I guess what I'm asking is, and you would have to admit to this.
If this is a safe space, you can even be anonymous if you'd like.
Have you ever made money at work? I guess it would be called stealing.
I made money at work in an unethical way because you should be making money at work. That's why you're there. But did you ever make money in a way that maybe you weren't supposed to?
216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Let's go to John. John is in Bedford, I believe. John, good morning.
Hey, guys.
So have you ever been busted stealing on the job?
Well, yeah. this is a long time ago. I used to work for this roofing company, and like at our like check-in spot where we'd all meet in the morning, we had this shed that was full of all the broken tools and drills, and I mean anything that was just busted, we just threw in the shed.
Yeah.
So one night, after our job, we finished up. We all went back to the site to get our own trucks. I put all the drills in my truck, and I took them home.
Okay. Broken power drills.
Yeah, just all broken stuff. It was going to go in the dumpster anyway.
Yeah.
And then, like, in my spare time over the next couple weeks, I fixed all the drills, and I sold them all, and I made about, like, $700.
What?
Okay.
So it went okay for a while, but then someone noticed that all the broken power drills were missing out of the shed. So they asked me about it, and I couldn't lie, and I told them what I did, and I even offered them the $700 I made.
What?
But they fired me anyway. So.
Oh, no, you lost your job over this?
Yeah.
Oh, they were broken.
Yep.
Right, but they were still the property of the company. They might have appreciated you fixing all of them for them. So they wouldn't have had to buy new ones.
Very true.
I get it.
I mean, hey, otherwise they were just sitting there collecting dust. I'm Team John.
John saw opportunity, and he had, well, I guess $700 in severance pay.
There you go. That's something.
John, thanks for calling and sharing that with us.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
So power drills, lawnmowers on Facebook Marketplace. I guess there's so many hot items. Merchandise for sale that's probably stolen in Facebook Marketplace.
That's so funny. I'm actually scrolling on Facebook Marketplace right now, wondering if any of the things that I'm looking at like are stolen from someone's work. It's possible.
Tell me about the coworker who was stealing concert tickets.
Oh, the that I saw like in the news this week?
Oh, it was in the news? Oh, I thought you said you work with them.
No, it was like in radio news this week. It was in another city, like Texas or something. I don't know. Oh. It was somewhere else.
No, I've seen this. This was when I was in Phoenix. There was this promotions assistant who was in charge of the concert tickets.
Uh-huh.
And back then, I guess we had like hard copies. Like now,
yeah, we used to actually have stacks of tickets that we would take with us to like events and stuff.
But they were still being accounted for.
Right.
But we still had the hard tickets. Now most of it is digital. You know, we just exchange emails on our phones, and that's how we get tickets nowadays. But back then he had hard tickets, and what he would do is he would somehow fudge the numbers about how many tickets he had. And what he would do is he would advertise on Craigslist that he had concert tickets for sale for huge shows.
Oh, like wow.
Lady Gaga or whatever it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. That's what this was that I saw this week. I forget what the show was, but it had to be a giant show because whoever the radio person was that was trying to sell these free tickets that they had gotten, they were trying to sell them for like $650. It was like, it was egregious.
Yeah, he was selling them for money, but not only for money.
What else? Don't know.
What?
My mind is going to the worst places.
They should go to the worst places.
Ah!
As it turns out, this promotions assistant was meeting people off Craigslist on company property inside the radio station vehicle and trading favors.
What?
For concert tickets.
Dude. That's crazy.
Men and women.
When did this happen? Like, ballpark a year?
2010, 2011.
This sounds like something that would have happened in radio in the 80s. Like, this is some kind of stuff that I hear from, like, the old heads in radio.
And you know what? I didn't know him very well, but he was the nicest guy. Nicest guy. Like, he got fired. He got fired, but not for that reason. It wasn't discovered until after he was fired.
Because oh my gosh.
They had his emails and then they traced all this. And they're like, did you know what this guy was doing?
He had like a whole side setup.
It was unbelievable.
That's crazy.
That can never happen now.
No.
Let's say hello to Angela in South Euclid. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling us up. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. After we're through, if you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Angela, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Question number one. This is the official flower of the United States. It was voted as such back in 1986.
I don't know.
Care to guess any flower?
Dandelion.
Question two. This musical artist just ran the Berlin Marathon using the name Stead Sarandos.
Stead Sarandos? I'm not sure. Can I guess?
Please guess. That's the whole point of the game.
Ed Sheeran.
All right. Question three. Name the movie character that was from Greenbow, Alabama, and I'm going to provide an audio clue.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama!
Forrest Gump?
Question four. What ingredient in beer gives it a bitter flavor?
I don't know. I guess the fizz?
The fizz. Okay. Final question. Every Monday night, he hosts the Manning cast on Monday Night Football with his brother Eli. Who is it?
Oh goodness, these can't question the heart. I don't know. Sorry.
All right, Angela, let's get Alyssa back in here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, Angela, let me count you up here. I have you down 1 out of 5 today.
Oh gosh, question the heart.
Okay. Hopefully Alyssa feels the same way. Maybe she will have just as difficult of a time. Alyssa, meet Angela in South Euclid.
Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Yeah, you just need one of these correct in order to tie her.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay. I like that.
Any more than that, you will win this game. Let's get to it. Question one, this is the official flower of the United States. It was voted as such back in 1986.
I don't know, a rose? Wow, really?
Rose is correct.
Huh.
Question two, this musical artist just ran the Berlin Marathon using the name Stead Sarandos.
Harry Styles.
That was Harry Styles that did that. Question three, name the movie character that was from Greenbow, Alabama. And I do have an audio clue for this.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
The character?
Yes.
It's Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump is correct. Question four, what ingredient in beer gives it a bitter flavor?
Hops.
Hops is correct. Final question. Will she go 5 for 5? Every Monday night, he hosts the Manning Cast on Monday Night Football with his brother, Eli.
Peyton.
Peyton Manning is correct. What a day for Alyssa.
Whew.
She went 5 for 5 at 7:55. She just went 5 for 5 again. Is another win streak about to begin?
I hope so.
Oh, my gosh. Angela, thank you so much for playing. Hopefully you'll try again another time. I'm sure you'll do better on the second time. We also have Ice Cube tickets for you if you'd like those.
Yes. My name is Angela, and I just flunked out of Melissa's College for Knowledge on Q104.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.